Chapter 61. Ever and anon, amidst the clatter of knives and forks, and the hum of conversation, Mr. B.'s voice might be heard, asking a friend to take wine, and assuring him he was glad to see him, and a great deal of by-play took place between Mrs. B. and the servants, respecting the removal of the dishes, during which her countenance assumed all the variations of a weather glass, from stormy to set fair. Apostrophe, upon the dessert and wine being placed on the table, the servant, in compliance with a significant look from Mrs. B., brought down Master Alexander, apostrophe habited in a sky blue suit with silver buttons, and possessing hair of nearly the same color as the medal. After sundry praises from his mother, and various admonitions as to his behavior from his father, he was introduced to his godfather. "Well, my little fellow, you are a fine boy, ain't you?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Mr. Minns, as happy as a tomtit on birdlime. "Yes." Apostrophe, how old are you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, 8, next Wednesday. How old are you? Apostrophe, Alexander, apostrophe, interrupted his mother, how dare you ask Mr. Minns how old he is? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he asked me how old I was, apostrophe, said the precocious child, to whom Minns had from that moment internally resolved that he never would bequeath 1 shilling. As soon as the titter occasioned by the observation had subsided, a little smirking man with red whiskers, sitting at the bottom of the table, who during the whole of dinner had been endeavoring to obtain a listener to some stories about Sheridan, called out, with a very patronizing air, "Alick, what part of speech is B?" Apostrophe, a verb. Apostrophe, that's a good boy, apostrophe, said Mrs. Button, with all a mother's pride. "Now, you know what a verb is?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, a verb is a word which signifies to be, to do, or to suffer, as, "I am, I rule, I am ruled." "Give me an apple, ma." Apostrophe, "I'll give you an apple," apostrophe, replied the man with the red whiskers, who was an established friend of the family, or in other words was always invited by Mrs. Button, whether Mr. Button liked it or not, "if you will tell me, what is the meaning of be?" Apostrophe, B? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the prodigy, after a little hesitation, an insect that gathers honey. Apostrophe, no, dear, apostrophe, frowned Mrs. Button. B-double-E is the substantive. Apostrophe, I don't think he knows much yet about common substantives, apostrophe, said the smirking gentleman, who thought this an admirable opportunity for letting off a joke. "It's clear he's not very well acquainted with proper names. He, apostrophe, gentlemen, apostrophe, called out Mr. Button, from the end of the table, in a stentorian voice, and with a very important air, "will you have the goodness to charge your glasses? I have a toast to propose. Apostrophe, here, apostrophe, cried the gentleman, passing the decanters. After they had made the round of the table, Mr. Button proceeded, "Gentlemen, there is an individual present, apostrophe, here, apostrophe, said the little man with red whiskers. "Pray be quiet, Jones," apostrophe, remonstrated Button. "I say, gentlemen, there is an individual present," apostrophe, resumed the host, "in whose society, I am sure, we must take great delight, and the conversation of that individual must have afforded to everyone present the utmost pleasure." Apostrophe, thank heaven, he does not mean me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, thought Minns, conscious that his diffidence and exclusiveness had prevented his saying above a dozen words since he entered the house. "Gentlemen, I am but a humble individual myself, and I perhaps ought to apologize for allowing any individual feeling of friendship and affection for the person I allude to induce me to venture to rise, to propose the health of that person, a person that, I am sure, that is to say, a person whose virtues must endear him to those who know him, and those who have not the pleasure of knowing him, cannot dislike him." Apostrophe, here, apostrophe, said the company, in a tone of encouragement and approval. gentleman, apostrophe continued button, my cousin is a man who is a relation of my own. Apostrophe here. Here. Minns groaned audibly. Who I am most happy to see here, and who, if he were not here, would certainly have deprived us of the great pleasure we all feel in seeing him. Loud cries of here. Gentlemen, I feel that I have already trespassed on your attention for too long a time. With every feeling of with every sentiment of apostrophe, gratification suggested the friend of the family. Apostrophe of gratification, I beg to propose the health of Mr. Minns. Apostrophe, standing, gentlemen. Apostrophe, apostrophe, shouted the indefatigable little man with the whiskers, and with the honors. Take your time from me, if you please. Hip, 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 za, hip, 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 za, hip, hip, za. Apostrophe, apostrophe, all eyes were now fixed on the subject of the toast, who by gulping down port wine at the imminent hazard of suffocation, endeavored to conceal his confusion. After as long a pause as decency would admit, he rose, but, as the newspapers sometimes say in their reports, we regret that we are quite unable to give even the substance of the honorable gentleman's observations. Apostrophe the words present company honor present occasion, apostrophe and great happiness is heard occasionally, and repeated at intervals, with a countenance expressive of the utmost confusion and misery, convinced the company that he was making an excellent speech, and, accordingly, on his resuming his seat, they cried bravo, apostrophe apostrophe and manifested tumultuous applause. Jones, who had been long watching his opportunity, then darted up. Button, apostrophe said he, will you allow me to propose a toast? Apostrophe, certainly, apostrophe replied Button, adding in an undertone to Minns right across the table, devilish sharp fellow that. He will be very much pleased with his speech. He talks equally well on any subject. Apostrophe Minns bowed, and Mr. Jones proceeded. It has on several occasions, in various instances, under many circumstances, and in different companies, fallen to my lot, to propose a toast to those by whom, at the time, I have had the honor to be surrounded. I have sometimes, I will cheerfully own, for why should I deny it? Felt the overwhelming nature of the task I have undertaken, and my own utter incapability, to do justice to the subject. If such have been my feelings, however, on former occasions, what must they be now under the extraordinary circumstances in which I am placed? Here. Here. To describe my feelings accurately would be impossible, but I cannot give you a better idea of them, gentlemen, than by referring to a circumstance which happens, oddly enough, to occur to my mind at the moment. On one occasion, when that truly great and illustrious man, Sheridan, was apostrophe, now, there is no knowing what new villainy in the form of a joke would have been heaped on the grave of that very ill-used man, Mr. Sheridan, if the boy in drab had not at that moment entered the room in a breathless state, to report that, as it was a very wet night, the 9 o'clock stage had come round. To know whether there was anybody going to town, as, in that case, he, the 9 o'clock, had room for one inside. Mr. Minns started up, and, despite countless exclamations of surprise, and entreaties to stay, persisted in his determination to accept the vacant place. But, the brown silk umbrella was nowhere to be found. And as the coachman couldn't wait, he drove back to the Swan, leaving word for Mr. Minns to run round and catch him. However, as it did not occur to Mr. Minns for some 10 minutes or so that he had left the brown silk umbrella with the ivory handle in the other coach, coming down, and, moreover, as he was by no means remarkable for speed, it is no matter of surprise that when he accomplished the feat of running round to the Swan, the last coach had gone without him. It was somewhere about 3 o'clock in the morning when Mr. Augustus Minns knocked feebly at the street door of his lodgings in Tavistock Street, cold, wet, cross, and miserable. He made his will next morning, and his professional man informs us, in that strict confidence in which we inform the public, that neither the name of Mr. Octavius Button, nor of Mrs. Amelia Button, nor of Master Alexander Augustus Button, appears there. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.